Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear from the new album by country star Dierks Bentley. We also tell about a NASA effort to get students interested in science. But first, we go to an art museum in Washington. More than 200 artworks by some of America's best artists have returned home to a museum in Washington, D.C. The paintings had been traveling to shows around the world for the last 4 years. Now they are on exhibit at the Phillips Collection again. Mario Ritter reports.
The exhibit is called Made in the USA, American Masters from the Phillips Collection. It includes the work of more than 100 American artists. All the paintings were created between 1850 and about 1970. Museum founder Duncan Phillips collected the artwork from the end of World War I until his death in 1966.
This show is really an opportunity to bring out artists who are underrecognized.
That is exhibit organizer Susan Frank. She says Duncan Phillips bought the works at a time when European artists were more in demand.
He was determined that he would dedicate this museum to living American artists and lift up American art out of obscurity and give it the same presence that European works were given by his contemporary collectors and other museums.
She says 80% of the art in the Phillips collection is American. The earliest works date from the beginning of the late 19th century and include paintings by such famous artists as Winslow Homer and Arthur B. Davies. The exhibit ends with extraordinary examples of post-war abstract expressionism. The art of this final period uses color and forms, not to represent objects, but to show emotion and creativity. Susan Frank says Duncan Phillips often developed a personal relationship with the artists whose works he collected. Sometimes that relationship included financial support.
Most well-known, of course, is his engagement with the abstract American artist Arthur Dove, whose work he discovered in the mid-1920s.
Duncan Phillips lent his support to many immigrant artists as well. Susan Frank says he considered their cultural differences as something that expanded the American experience.
Phillips always believed and championed American art as including all of the world, because so many artists were immigrants who came here from being foreign-born, who brought their cultural aesthetics with them and synthesized them with their American experience. And he celebrated their approach to their American experience as being something that enriched us.
The museum is hoping that the exhibit will excite people about the wide mix of American art in the first half of the 20th century. It also seeks to educate people about how Duncan Phillips helped lift American modern art to the level of European masterworks of the same time.
Some students in California got a rare chance to speak with astronauts in space through a recent video link. The event was part of an effort by the U.S. space agency, NASA, to excite young people about science.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
And we are ready for the event.
Hundreds of college and high school students gathered at California State University, Los Angeles for the NASA video link with the International Space Station.
Cal State, Los Angeles. This is Mission Control, Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Dean Emily Allen of Cal State, Los Angeles. How do you hear me?
At the other end of the link were three astronauts floating almost 400 kilometers above the Earth. The students learned about the professional paths that led Americans Rick Mastracchio and Mike Hopkins and Japan's Koichi Wakata into space. Engineering student Maria Munguia asked astronaut Mastracchio the first question.
How did you overcome your greatest obstacle on the road to becoming an astronaut?
I went and got a master's degree, got a job as an engineer, and eventually applied as an astronaut. So I think my interest in space and science and my abilities in mathematics had a direct relationship on how I ended up here.
Students asked a wide mix of questions. The three astronauts talked about their long work days, phone calls home, and exercise in the evening. It is all done in a weightless environment. Rick Mastracchio says that often makes impossible things easy, and easy things difficult. Astronaut Mike Hopkins turned head over heels to demonstrate. Engineering student Jeremy Blair says he learned about the astronauts by observing how they behaved with each other.
To me, it looked like they were all friends. You know, every time they started laughing, they looked back at each other and they laugh with each other about the jokes. So, I mean, that's kind of, I never really thought about how harmonious the crew was up there.
Student Virginia Mejia learned something else. To keep trying.
You know, never stop dreaming, never. Because like even they said, I applied 4 times, 9 times, you know, in a period of like 9 years, 12 years, it's like, wow, you know, they never gave up.
NASA educator Becky Camus says one question comes up with every video link at schools around the country.
They always ask questions about what does it take to become you? And I think the answer is, you know, it takes passion and dedication, and every single one of these students is capable of that.
11 graduates of the California State University system have gone on to become NASA astronauts. A 12th might be among the students of the current graduating class.
What's to do here in this town? When the work is done and the sun goes down.
Dierks Bentley is at the top of Billboard magazine's country charts. His album, Riser, came out February 25th. It sold 63,000 copies in its first week. Katie Weaver plays us some of the songs on Riser.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see, this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on.
That is the song I Hold On from Dierks Bentley's new album, Riser. Dierks Bentley has had a lot happen in his life in the last couple of years. His father died in 2012. His first son was born the next year. Riser is an emotional album. Bentley told a reporter that the song Here on Earth is inspired by his dad. It is about the unanswerable questions that come up when someone dies.
Standing here on this cold ground, tears falling down in the dirt. This world keeps spinning round and round, but you're lying still in the earth. Don't wanna swim in this darkness, drown in a whiskey sea. But there's no making sense of the senseless. Why this pain is killing me? There's not a stone in my heart I've left unturned. Not a piece of my soul that I ain't searched. The only answer I found for all this hurt is there ain't no answer here on earth.
Dierks Bentley is doing a series of shows in support of Riser. Bentley has said he misses his family when he is gone, but he says music is his love too. We leave you with the title song from Dierks Bentley's new album, Riser.
Lay your pretty head down on my shoulder. You don't have to worry anymore. This old world is cold and getting colder, and I know how to lock and bolt the door. I'm strong enough to hold you through the winter, mean enough to stare your demons down. The hard times put the shine into the diamond. That keep us in the ground. I'm a riser, I'm a get up off the ground, don't run and hide her. Pushing comes to shoving, hey, I'm a fighter. When darkness comes to town, I'm a lighter. I get out alive of the fire, survive.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Hey, I'm a fighter. When darkness comes to town, I'm a lighter. Down low so I can lift you higher. An army couldn't keep down my desire.